behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Monday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you have a good start to what turns out to be a very productive and wonderful week for you. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Fellows, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Did you have a good weekend?
I tell you what, I was thinking about it driving in, fellas. This has had to have been one of the busiest non-football sports weekends that I can remember. It was great. A lot of cool stuff going on between the soccer and the hockey and the college baseball. So yeah, it was a fun weekend. You know, I was working, but I had a blast. How about you? What'd you do?
I went fishing yesterday
Did
morning.
Did you really?
Hillbilly.
Chilly out on the lake.
It was refreshing. It was.
Okay.
It really was. And then it warmed up just to be a beautiful day. So anytime, Good. You know, right there by my house, Percy Priest Lake.
Catch anything?
Yeah, caught a few. We're fishing for crappie, but from the recent waters, you know, he lives up at Center Hill, and their flooding up there is still really bad, up in the trees and the lakes. And
really?
And everything. And you could even see.
It's been several weeks since we had all that rain.
But you can still see a Percy Priest where it's still high. They just can't let it all come through the dam over there by the, you know, at one time.
Right,
down to the Stones River, down to the Cumberland, down to here. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, we can't empty Percy Priest at one time. But it was fun. You're right, man. Baseball, hockey, just, you know, Nashville SC opening up Saturday night. So a lot of things going on. Charlie, good morning. Hope you had a good weekend out in the OC.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
The Vanderbilt game. You want to start with that 2 out of 3?
Start wherever you like, man. We got a lot to break down.
Well,
so
much build up, and I thought it delivered. Of course, you want Vandy to sweep, but 2 out of 3 at Tennessee yesterday. The bats opened up a little bit, 10-3. You had home runs from Dominic Keegan, Carter Young, the Knoxville native Parker Noland, and Evan Russell. 3 home runs for the Vols. 3 home runs Saturday, including a grand slam. Hit another one yesterday. So the Commodores win yesterday. Saturday, 8-4, as mentioned, Evan Russell with that. And then Friday night, Kumar. 2 hits, 7 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts. Vandy 5-0. So you go over and win 2 out of 3. I think the mission accomplished if you're a Vanderbilt fan.
I was just going to say that mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. But I thought Tennessee showed me a lot. They showed me that they're willing to grind out and compete against Vanderbilt. Maybe they're not where the Commodores are right now, but you know, this was a big series for them, an emotional series. Everybody in Knoxville was treating this like it was the College World Series. The atmosphere, as Coach Corbs talked about, was fantastic. And yeah, Evan Russell with the 3 home runs on Saturday. You know, that was a back and forth game. That was to me, I mean, I don't really have a dog in a fight. But that was the most enjoyable game of the series. You know, I mean, it's always good to see Leiter or Rocker go out and dominate and all that kind of stuff. But just the fireworks in that Saturday game was fun. You mentioned Evan Russell with the 3 home runs. And yesterday I said it on the show. It was like home run derby. Was the wind blowing out at Lindsey Nelson Stadium? My goodness. So fun series. You know, you tip your hat to Tennessee. They battled. You know, Vanderbilt is Vanderbilt. They're a little bit better right now. They've got, you know, they've got more experience in these type of games. So like you said, Vanderbilt taking 2 out of 3 is huge for them. They're now alone in first place in the SEC East. But you know, I think Tennessee kind of let it be known that, you know, we're in this thing, and you know, we're trying to hunt you down. But yeah, good job by Vanderbilt taking 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it's you know, pitching is a lot of Will Heflin on Saturday pitched well. So for the Tony Vitello gets booted, I got a problem with it. They had already had what they had said. Of course, if you didn't see it, a Commodore runner was on third base, standing in foul territory, caught a ball while out of bounds. It looked like it wasn't going to go past the base. If the umpires thought that it had the possibility of becoming back into fair, he's out. But there was no call, and but Vitello questioned that pretty vociferously, and then but after it was all said on both sides, he's turning around, walking to the dugout. It's over. Then he gets ejected. I got a huge problem with that.
Yeah, you see that a lot in baseball, no matter what the level is. And, you know, I don't know. A lot of umpires, man, feel like, you know, they're part of the show, too. I don't agree with that. I want to see the players. I want to see the managers manage and the players play. I don't really, you know, want to see the umpires put on a show or run somebody or something like that. I would agree with you, Greg. You know, the issue, you know, once the guy turns around and goes back to the dugout, if you haven't run him with him in your face, then why would you run him when his back is
only
turned, walking back to the dugout?
Something under his breath.
And again, you know, yeah, the good point, because we don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, Tony doesn't seem like that kind of a manager. But because Angel Hernandez and some of these umpires really think that they're part of the show.
You happen to name the worst umpire in the history of baseball.
Exactly. So, yeah. But you know what? I kind of like that for Tony getting tossed in a big game like that, kind of letting his players know, hey, you know, this is serious business. We're playing, you know, the standard in our conference. And if we're going to beat them, we got to bring our intensity. We got to turn our intensity level up. And like I said, even though they lost 2 out of 3, I was pretty impressed with, you know, how intense Tennessee was, how their crowd was, how they were into it. Like I said, it was a fun atmosphere. We should have been there, Greg.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity Friday night.
Yeah, man.
But and I got the photos. The Schmitto brothers were sending photos.
Oh, I'm sure they were having really a good old time.
I'm going to show you. Well, there's one of Schmitty being talking to a Knoxville police officer. Mm. It looks like he's being detained, but he says nothing to it. Right.
Okay.
Interesting, though, the post game yesterday, Tim Corbin's comments, when I first read them, I thought he just took a shot at UT. But then I read them again, and he had some statements about his own. And here's what his quote was. Tim Corbin, this environment here, I don't know what we're doing in Nashville, but there aren't many empty seats at UT now. Let me just tell you, COVID does not exist in Knoxville. There are a lot of people here having a good time, and sometimes at our expense. We just needed to do our part to play baseball. They created a very good environment here for baseball, and I credit them. Within an hour of those comments, the AD, Candace Lee, put out quotes about how we are – now, obviously, with the metro restrictions going up to 40%, they initially were having 3,700 capacity, getting about 600 in. I did the math. That's 17%. But I know what Tim Corbin's talking about. He's going to LSU. He's going to miss it wherever he's going. Mm-hmm. And he's seeing these stands. And you remember Vanderbilt started football season, no fans, right?
Right, right.
Baseball started, right? Very limited, if none
mm-hmm,
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Tim Corbin is saying, hey, we understand.
Right.
But there are now standards of 40%. Let's you know, have our people start enjoying. I've heard a lot of Vandy baseball fans say, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them call this show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and say, why are we, you know, right, why are we limited here? And it's obviously it's municipality to municipality what the rules are. But, mm-hmm, you know, but I took it that, and when Tim Corbin says something, which is very rarely for public, whenever he says something, I would dare say it'd be internally, because he doesn't do his business in the media or
right,
through fans and everything. I thought it was very poignant, and I thought it was even more telling that Candace last night had to put out a statement on a Sunday night about Tim's comment.
Yeah, message received.
Yes.
And, you know, you're right. And as we say in the wrestling business, you know, Tim Corbin's a guy who has a lot of stroke in the Vanderbilt athletic department, and for good reason, you know?
Yeah.
And, I thought that was pretty telling that Candace Story Lee immediately put out a statement, you know. And, you know, Adam Sparks, who obviously covers Vanderbilt for the Tennessean, you know, he wrote that Corpse kind of doubled down in a text message, you know. Mm-hmm. They showed up to support their team, pure and simple. They were passionate, and you could feel them. I.e., sure would like to have that at the Hawk when we play at home, you know.
Which is this coming weekend against Mississippi State.
One would assume that is the connotation, right?
I think the assumption, you can infer and you can imply, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Corbin inferred and Candace Lee implied.
Yes.
Yeah.
So very well said on your part. Good job by you.
But all right. So also Nashville SC, the 2-2 on. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
I just wanted to, real quick before you move on to the next topic, because I know we'll come back to Manny Baseball. But
sure.
I just wanted to give the radio broadcast team absolute credit. It sounded awesome this weekend. I actually heard somebody say, well, I couldn't find the game on TV. Let me tell you something, Jack. Why in the hell would you want to watch?
Jack?
Why would you want to watch some neutral broadcasters on TV when you could have Kevin Ingram and that Vanderbilt baseball broadcast here on Nashville Sports Radio? I spent the weekend jumping in, jumping out of the broadcast every time I started listening to an inning by Kevin Ingram. I hate to say this, but I had to get to a commercial break because it was the only way I was going to get out of the car. It was the only way I was going to shut the radio off. So I just really wanted to give Kevin and everybody that works on the crew and the producers here at Nashville Sports Radio a lot of credit. The weekend sounded awesome. It was so cool to have college baseball be featured in such a big stage in such a big way here from Middle Tennessee all the way to Knoxville and have our radio station be such a big part of it. And Kevin Ingram is a pro's pro. And
nice.
What a great addition to the broadcast team. Everybody knows how fond I was of the guy that used to have the job. But Kevin Ingram is absolutely lights out, pro's pro. And I can't wait to hear him calling the biggest innings on the biggest stage coming up here in just a couple of weeks. But that was an awesome, awesome weekend here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Yeah, I was out the noon game Friday. It was about what time? I told you I went fishing early. Mm-hmm. I was in my car listening, and Saturday listened to a lot of it too. Now, Friday night, I was settled in with the T-Bones. I had game prep going on.
You had the Kiss the Cook apron on. You were out there, you know, flipping steaks.
No, I don't wear a Kiss the Cook at my house. Maybe shoot the cook, but anyway, Nashville SC 2, FC Cincinnati 2. FC Cincinnati got up with a couple goals in the first 13
first,
minutes.
First 12 minutes. Yeah.
And then center fielder Yonder Cadiz is with that in the a little tap in the 20th minute, and then extra time in the 63rd minute. What is it, Randall Leal? 2-2, and Nashville took 13 shots. That was their MLS record, so they only hit his last year. But the most shots they'd ever had on goal last year was only 7.
Yeah,
and
the last couple minutes of that match was pretty exciting because they were desperately trying to get the go ahead goal and had a lot of attempts, and credit FC Cincinnati for holding on because they were leaking oil down the stretch of that match. But a little wake up call for SC. They looked a little sluggish in the first, like you said, 12 minutes, giving up the 2 goals. But then after that, I think one thing we know, this is going to be a pretty talented attacking team in terms of generating offense and creating goal scoring chances. So I think they're going to be a fun team to watch.
Fellas, turn this around for just a second. Overwhelmed by the attack of 7 in the first part of the game, Nashville FC did not have a chance out there at the beginning. The pressure was just relentless, and they could have been run off the pitch and easily could have been an extremely lopsided score. You absolutely have to give them credit. One goal turned this entire game around. Cincinnati, JB, never had an opportunity again. I felt like they barely even touched the ball after Nashville scored its first goal.
Yeah.
What could have been easily one of the worst opening night performances in history turns out to be a really, really strong one. And leaking oil, I think that they hit a brick and went right up through the oil pan. I don't know that they were leaking. I think if there was 2 more minutes of injury time and extra time at the end of this thing, Cincinnati was going to be dead on the side of the road because they had nothing. Once Nashville got going, they realized early on, I think after about the first 20 minutes, they could exploit the left side of the field with a little bit of speed, throw it into some open space and run to it. And my God, after that, they just started generating offense and pressure. And then exactly the same thing we saw from Cincinnati in the early portion of the game. We saw from Nashville the entire second half, bringing 7 all the way up to the offensive box and just putting the pressure on. Leal's goal, just awesome right there. So many opportunities. They hit a crossbar. They had a couple of other opportunities that went just wide of the post. So Nashville SC, to be honest with you, I know they get the draw, and that's great. They came back from down two. They could have won this thing running away with it, even with giving up those two early. That Cincinnati rivalry, I know it's new in the MLS level, but I'm going to tell you guys, the crowd, hot. Cincinnati, Nashville, it goes back to the USL. It goes back several years. They don't like each other. The crowds get after each other. And that was a good time out there. That was a big crowd. And for whatever limited numbers they were, what, 40% now, I believe, they were loud. Can't wait to see that whole crowd back out there in full throat and getting the job done. But with the limited crowd, no matter how many numbers there are, you could still hear Gary Smith piercing through the television from 100 yards away easily. He was an unhappy head coach at times during that game. But first game of the season, there's going to be some things to work on, and it's an impressive effort to come back from down two, tie it up, get yourself the point, and get the draw, and get out of it. But I thought Nashville could have run away with this thing, and that, honestly, Cincinnati hung on for survival to get that tie.
Let me get this straight. You didn't go, right?
No.
Okay. Richard over here on that one. I had to put a bow on that one. Vanderbilt spring game was Saturday. Ken Seals, man, remember?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
Coaching change, new coach. Yep. Ken Seals had maybe the best freshman quarterback season of Vandy standards, obviously. Last year, nearly 2,000 yards passing, 12 touchdowns. He was 15 to 20, 173 and a touchdown. Mike Wright's the backup, but more of the dual threat kind of quarterback. They got a good one in Ken Seals. We saw it all last year, yeah. And he looked. I didn't go, but I'm just looking at the numbers and reading the quotes. I mean, the kid's a heck of a quarterback.
Yeah, Seals did a nice job. I thought all three quarterbacks actually afforded themselves pretty well. And how about Will Shepard, sophomore wide receiver, 3 touchdown catches. And Lee kind of downplayed it afterwards. Like, well, he still has to get more consistent. But, you know, he was making some big – he had a catch and run for 62 yards. He leaped over a defensive back to catch another touchdown. You know, he certainly looked like he had himself a good spring.
Yeah, and so, again, spring is spring,
right? Exactly.
Was it, which game was it I heard them talking about that some referee, was it Ohio State or maybe some referee in a spring game threw a flag for a sideline warning against the coaches?
Dang.
In spring games, the coaches go out and stand on the field, right? I've seen them like 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage in midfield.
Nick Saban almost got run over the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah. But no,
he was out on the field.
That running back would have just gone right through him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He would have just teleported to another part of the field.
So, but
that's Nick Saban. Roll Tide. That man is magic.
And the Braves took 2 out of 3with the Cubbies, which I like.
They're going to win more games because they got my Yankees coming up, who are just absolutely hot garbage. So.
Well, they had home run derby that first inning, and Freddie Freeman he hit one. That was it. It just landed up here. Mm-hmm. He hit a moon shot.
It looked like it was an optical illusion. I had to go back and see the replay. I know which one you're talking about. It looked like it hit the apartment building across the street on a fly.
Yep.
JB, the way it went out, it ended up being a one hopper off the top of the stands over across the street to the apartment building. So, but still, you hit one off the very top of the stadium and the top of the stands, and it bounces into someone's open window, which it missed by like 2 feet. What a great souvenir that would have been. Hey, yeah. I just caught Freddie Freeman's home run ball. I guess I'll throw it back. Guys, the big story coming out of that one, though.
Acuna Jr.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the extent of it is, but I have never seen a broadcast focus more or longer on a man pointing towards his lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Than that broadcast. I mean, he was at first base. He told the first baseman. He told the first base coach. He told everybody in the stands what was wrong with him. And they went, okay, play on. He goes to second base. He tells the second baseman, the shortstop, pointing out the injury the whole time. Look, it's right here, man. Something's wrong. He goes to third base, points to the third baseman, points to the third base coach, points to the stands. And then he slides in at home, and they take him out of the game.
Serious. And he was just like laying on the ground face first.
I'm not kidding. He told every person in the ballpark that he was injured and there was something wrong. Then the training staff came out to check on him a second. No, I'm okay, bro. I'll finish this out. As soon as he slid in at home, I knew that was the end. I don't know if we'll have an injury update this morning. Probably not, but
yeah, we'll keep an eye
on
that.
Injured oblique for a guy that swings the bat the way he does, not good. Maybe good for the Yankees, though.
We've seen it with Aaron Judge. I mean, you know, the way he swings
the bat. Oh, is he hurt again?
Well, no, but, you know, it's What time is it? John, trust me, he is.
Yeah, trust me, he is.
We're in the process.
That whole team's hurt, as you know.
Trust me, climbing up the stairs to get on the plane to go to Atlanta, I'll probably end up with a couple leg injuries.
Yankees are garbage. I'm not happy. At least the Knicks are playing better.
All right. That's something to hang your hat on. All right.
Go to break.
That gets us going this morning. You got Teresa Walker coming up at 10:25, the Associated Press Hall of Fame writer. But we hadn't even touched on the Hurricanes and the Predators and where the Predators are this week with Monday, Wednesday, Friday Blackhawks games with a 2-point lead. And so we'll get to all of that and your phone calls as well. 615-844-5600.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 72. Tonight, clear skies, lows 46. Tuesday, sunny, highs 74. Wednesday, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs near 56. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Coggin. Cold call 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. We'll get to some Hurricanes, Predators, mainly Predators, with the two losses in Carolina this week is huge. Tonight at home and then Wednesday and Friday up in Chicago. Chicago's two back with one game in hand on the Predators. 615-844-5600. Steve, good morning.
Steve-O.
Good morning. I am back from the hill. Adventurous weekend, but we made it.
Yeah, what was that atmosphere like? It looked like a lot of fun.
It was cool. It's like a frat party. So there you go. Seriously, what? The whole, I mean, from the first base coach's box all the way down the right field line, it was just all frat boys on the front row.
Well, and they were socially distanced, following COVID protocols. Yes,
they said 6 inches apart, not 6 feet, it's 6 inches. Now they threw all that out the window before the game. They pretty much opened it to $10 tickets. So they had a good time Saturday. We had a fan next to us in orange that didn't quite agree with our views of the game, so that's why I sent you that picture of Mike. He was proactive and got one of their finest up there, but no, they are 90%. They don't like black and gold up there very much, but it was a good time. That porch is cool, so it's a cool angle. That park, it's amazing. Rocker didn't allow any home runs. That park is like that's home run.
I was going to say, it looked like a home run derby yesterday.
It is.
Yeah, Saturday too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, right center's 365 to the gap, so it's not. But they lit us up Saturday.
I was going to say that Russell kid's got some pop, no?
Yeah, he strikeout or home run, so he put it on us. But now they're doing a good job. They have a cool atmosphere. Their coach is a little fiery. I think he kind of did that more just to get them fired up because it worked for a minute, but Rocker shut it back down. That umpire kind of went back and forth with them. But
let me ask you this. I want to go back to the picture of the of Knoxville's finest and your brother Mike. That looked like it was the policeman doing most of the talking.
Yeah.
I just want to say, number one, yeah. Send that back. I cleaned out my phone last night and deleted it. Send that to me again. I want to show Charlie and John the. So it was Mike that went and sought the police, not the other way around.
Yeah, Mike and I can kind of go back and forth. For this guy, I had my 17-year-old daughter there, and this guy was just going a little overboard. So he was, of course, then he brings in, if we mentioned that we're, won a couple of natties, and they bring up football and like they typically do. But
right.
I don't think they've won much in football lately either, but whatever.
You should have said, what's your record against Vandy in football the last six
years? I was going to say, the last decade, yeah. Vandy's fared pretty well against UT
pretty
on the
even.
Football field, yeah.
Yeah, it was the kind of person that he just feeds off you going back with him, so I just shut up.
But that's the beauty of it with sports, just talking trash with other fans.
Especially
when you get old like us, right, Steve-O? We can't play anymore.
Yeah.
But there, with a 17-year-old daughter, there's a few hot-button words that don't need to be out there.
Yeah.
It's a little much. But I mentioned Bill this morning. Did y'all see Enrique tag from third yesterday on that pop-up to short?
Yep.
That guy is ridiculous.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, I was joking around when he popped up. I said, tag, and I thought he just kept bluffing and
he kept going. Well, he had four stolen bases yesterday, and he's second in the nation in stolen bases.
Oh, there's somebody ahead of him. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that that just what I read post. I don't think I can be able to tell you in about 2 minutes, but I will Google it.
I'm not allowed to Google on this show, Steve-O. Only Greg can Google. So
Greg's only. Yeah, he would have had five. He came off the base at second. But, I'm sure Corbin was a little frustrated with the way things. I mean, LSU wasn't as open as Tennessee, but they're pretty open. Then if you look at the Mississippi schools, I think that series drew 14,000 a game. So it played a part Saturday with our young pitchers. I think they got a little rattled and walked a couple and hit a couple, so.
Steve, it's pretty amazing while you're talking to us, you're texting too.
Good
job by you, Steve.
I'll tweet that out a little bit later in the day. But what about him? Look who's doing the talking.
Yeah,
right
it looks
there.
Like a pretty one sided conversation going on there
between. And it looks like Mike's going, why did I come down here?
They were pretty rude, but no, it's fun. It was a super regional type feel to it. So good weekend. We're heading to Gainesville next weekend, so I'll start the hard press, see if I can get you on a plane. You can get on the beach down there, do some fishing.
The Gainesville Beach?
You know it, the Gainesville. We're staying in Jacksonville, so not too far of a drive. At least I am.
Yeah. But
you can do some fishing.
You can hang out on the beach and,
I'll bring my Speedos.
I know. That's exactly how... All right. Y'all have fun.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Ended that conversation right there.
Yep.
All right, 615-844-5600. I want to get this because we've had so much going on. Saturday night, Hurricanes 3 and Predators 1, the one goal from Yossi. Now lost back-to-back games for the first time in more than a month. Yossi with 45 saves. I know Duchesne came back after 22 games, but still, the Hurricanes these last two games look like one of the better teams. I tell you that, and you can take it from here, Charlie, but man, Carolina is really good.
Well, yeah, they're in first place in the Central Division as we wake up to action today. 62 points, and they've played less games than everybody else in the division. We always talk about Dallas having three games in hand over Nashville and some of the other teams. Well, Carolina does as well. So they're at 62 points. Florida's at 61. Tampa Bay is at 60. Then we find the Predators, of course, at 49 points, which is where we'll start this week's action. And rarely do we get to see such a moment on the NHL schedule, fellas. It's not unusual to see back-to-backs this year. Of course, everything is a back-to-back in the shortened 56-game schedule. But to see a chance to take on a division rival and an opportunity to play them in three straight is very unusual, very rare, and a pretty pivotal moment for this Nashville Predators season. They're 5-0 against the Blackhawks on the season. The Blackhawks are 2 points behind the Preds with one game at hand, and they will face off tonight at Bridgestone Arena, then Wednesday, Friday in Chicago, Wednesday night national TV. So with just 10 games to go in the season, three of those remaining 10 will come against the Chicago Blackhawks. And if the Preds handle their business, right now 5-0, as I mentioned, against this team, they need to win at least 2 out of 3, I think, and that'll give them the separation. But, fellas, this could be a 12-point swing. If one of these teams gets hot, gets on a run, and wins all three games this week, there will be 12 points, meaning 6 points that one team could not acquire due to losing and 6 points that the other team did acquire. That's where I get my 12-point swing in the standings. So for the Nashville Predators, they can effectively knock the Blackhawks out of contention this week while also holding the Dallas Stars at bay, because Dallas, with those three games in hand, only 3 points back, and they've got a lot of games to go. 7-game road trip will end the Dallas Stars season, so that is going to be very difficult to overcome. But for the Preds this week, they have to handle their own business, and what we saw when they came back last time, they faced off against Carolina, Tampa, Florida, and they took some beatings. They came back red hot, ready to go against lesser and insignificant competition. This 3-game stretch this week, JB, this is what's going to make or break the playoffs for this season. We're down to single-digit games to go, and three of them will come against Chicago. 4-5 seeds separated by 2 points, 3 consecutive games. I don't think you could ask for any more than that. The NHL has got a highly entertaining week ahead in the Central Division. And just to throw a log on the fire on top of that, Carolina's also at Tampa this week, and Detroit is at Dallas looking to play spoiler for the Nashville Predators. Columbus will be at Florida as well. The entire Central Division on the ice on a Monday night. That's very unusual as well. So, fellas, the Preds have an opportunity this week. They found themselves in playoff position for 3 consecutive weeks ever since sweeping the Blackhawks over that weekend series, and now they'll have to handle their business against Chicago. They'll wrap up the regular season series Friday night in Chicago.
I give Detroit a lot of credit, Charlie, for they're finishing the season strong, like you said. They seem to like playing spoiler. They haven't packed up the tent and gone home, even though, you know, it's obviously they're a rebuilding franchise, all that, you know.
I said it the other day and we kind of laughed about it, but Godspeed, Detroit Red Wings. Carry on. Go win all your hockey games the rest of the way, because the Preds are done with you for the regular season. Over the final stretch of games, listen, Chicago, they will not have to face off against Detroit. They're done with the Wings. They just wrapped that up with a 1-1 set against Detroit. So, again, they're Detroit playing spoiler. But, fellas, catch this one. John, you mentioned the Wings playing it out, looking to be spoiler.
Yeah.
4 consecutive games against the Dallas Stars. 2 at home, 2 on the road. That's starting this week. So while the Preds are taking on the Blackhawks for 3, Dallas will be taking on Detroit for 4.
Wow.
Think about the significance in the swing in the standings if Dallas has their way with Detroit this weekend. And if, unfortunately, the Predators don't find a way to deal with Chicago this week, you could be looking at a Preds team that is suddenly in 6th place looking up at Detroit, or looking up at Dallas, and also looking up at Chicago. So Detroit does have a great opportunity to play spoiler. And those 4 games against Dallas, that is going to be a pretty pivotal moment. And this Dallas, the Detroit Red Wings, fellas, they're only 1 point from being out of the cellar now. At 38, they're only 1 point behind the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they'll face off against the Jackets again before the end of the season. So while Detroit's look to go from start to finish in last place, they are hovering dangerously close to getting out of the cellar. And again, go on your run, Red Wings. Have a good time. You have a .500 record at home. You've given up 140-plus goals against. Go ahead. Play spoiler. Help the Nashville Predators get in because they're the only team in the Central that you're not going to be playing the rest of the way.
Hmm. Big week.
Yep. Tonight.
Huge week.
Tonight at home, that is at 7 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then Friday, 7 o'clock. The Wednesday game.
National TV.
Yeah, NBC Sports Network. Mm-hmm.
And 5-0 yep. against the Hawks this year. Outscored them 14-6, and this week we'll wrap up the season series against them. It's a big one, fellas. It truly, truly is. The Preds are 13-9 at home. Need to get that win tonight. You secure tonight's win, makes it a little bit easier, a little less pressure going into Chicago for two, but I think you got to take two out of three to have reasonable chances of making the playoffs without having to get help from anyone else on the outside. So it's going to be a very fun and very exciting week, I think, fellas, for hockey here in Middle Tennessee and Nashville. As again, the Nashville Predators, if they can fend off the Blackhawks for three straight games, they'll have themselves pretty much secure that fourth playoff spot with just a handful of games to go against Florida, against Columbus, and they will end the season against the Carolina Hurricanes, and that's the only team they have not beaten in the Central Division all season long. 0-5-1 against the Canes. Maybe by the time we hit the last two games of the season, the Canes will have their playoff position already secured, and the Nashville Predators will hopefully also be in a pretty good spot by that point. So we have no idea what those two games will mean as far as competition, but very much looking forward to these final 10 games of the season as the Nashville Predators look to wrap it up and make the playoffs again this year.
I know it's out there because I've already retweeted it.
Sure as hell is. Yeah, guys did a great job this morning. Sean C. Smith, Brian Baston, Moss Radamus, of course, jumping in the trenches this morning. A full hour of Prednik Nation Radio. We've got it all broken down. You want to go inside the details, find out what's been going on with the power play, and get a little deeper into Matt Duchene's return. Also, the new acquisitions of the Nashville Predators. We broke down the box scores, just about everything you could imagine. A full 60 minutes ago in all the hard areas. Go to WNSR.com. Go to the Prednik Nation page. You'll find this morning's episode.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
No filler, no fluff. No company line.
I've heard that. It's good. That's good right. stuff. You know, those guys are good.
You know, buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Whether you're in the process, wherever you are in that process, Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking. The Edmunds editorial team test drives more than 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And, you know, if you already know what you want, basically a lot of people, when they go out car shopping or out SUV shopping, truck shopping, whatever, they really already sort of know what they want. So talk about the benefits of, you know, this, the access to tons of choices of nearby new and used car that you want. And you can just sample it, and they got different filters to broaden or narrow that search. Whether you're just browsing and know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds. For us, there's phone calls. We'll get them right after the break.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Yeah. 615-844-5600, Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, Carl in Nashville. Hello, Carl.
Good morning, guys. How you all doing?
What's up, Carl? What's happening, man?
I just want to compliment, John, you on a great sports show last night on Channel 5 at 10:20 or whenever time it was. On a day when the Sunday Tennessean didn't even mention a word about the Vandy-Tennessee series, you led off the show with a great wrap-up of the game. And I thought that was pretty impressive, putting that series on the front burner. So I just want to compliment you and giving Vanderbilt baseball its due exposure. So that's all I wanted to say this morning. Have a good day.
Well, thanks. It's a team effort. It's not just me. It's Steve. It's Brian. It's Coos. And so, you know, I thought it was a strong lead yesterday. You know, it was an exciting game, exciting series. So, you know, we kind of wrap things up.
Yeah. Now, I want to defend the people who work for the Tennessean who do not make these decisions. Their editorial deadline, including sports, is 6 o'clock at night. So anything happens at night won't make the print version the next morning. They're counting on you to go online and read it there. Then it shows up. The thing that gets me, I've noticed there will be a Saturday night game. It's just, I don't know what the Tennessean has done today for tonight's game. Say the Predators play Sunday night. Okay, that's not going to make the print version. Yet by Monday, the print version you should just use this 72-hour period right now as an example. Predators game Saturday night. Got a game tonight. Big one with Chicago, obviously. Mm-hmm. So what you should do by the print version on Monday is give me a story there previewing what's coming up. Don't 48 hours later put up the old game story from Saturday night in your Monday print version.
Right. We've already moved on from Saturday.
And that's just laziness right there.
Yeah.
And number two, the main thing about the deadline, because people may or may not know this, the Tennessean is printed in Knoxville. And one of these times, a few times, you know, the ice, the snow, and whoa, it doesn't get over the mountain, off the plateau, you don't get a print version. And I subscribe, so I've been a subscriber since, I don't know, 30 years, I guess.
So you actually get an actual physical paper?
I actually get a physical paper. Okay. I do.
I'm a digital subscriber.
Well, I know, but there are so many things you can get with the printed version that you don't get digitally, and that's fine. And also, a lot of it, my mother-in-law lives with us. She wants to read the paper, and that's fine. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
But the thing is, too, though, I've always joked this, that, you know, on a Saturday night, if Jesus comes back at 7 o'clock, it won't make the print till Monday.
No, I think they would call somebody in for that.
No, that thing's already printed. Well, hey, Jesus, we'll get it in Monday. All right, 615-844-5600 in the borough. Jeff, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I hope you had a great weekend.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it doing, guys? But just want to say, Greg, I think the News Journal here is pretty Knoxville, too. So I know at time we
have it to is.
Snow.
It is.
I know at time of snow, I didn't get a paper for 3 days. So when the snow hit, so that last snowstorm we had, a little ice. No business that went on, but good weekend, guys. You know, for both college teams, pretty good, Middle Tennessee and Kentucky. So I did want to tell you, great baseball team split, went 2-2 of Bowling Green.
Saw that. Yeah.
Tolman's kind of sick of it. He's tired of it. He's sick of going 2-2. He's told his team they better start winning. So they got four series left, and he's tired of splitting every weekend. So, but the softball team is playing pretty good. They won another series, took 3 out of 4 from the Toppers. So, but Breeden's got him playing pretty good. He's got some good recruits coming in. He's got a kid from Manchester, Munn's a pitcher. He has 2 sport athletes, pretty good. And got a couple kids from Siegel out here in Murfreesboro already signed. So he's got some good athletes coming in next year. I'm sure he gets some other ones. They're playing pretty good right now, too. And the tennis team, I went and watched them Friday. If y'all don't know this, they got the longest home match winning streak in the country. In Division I, men's tennis is 29. Hadn't lost in 3 years. So they had senior day, and they're going to play the conference tournament. I think it's this week or sometime here in the near future. Hopefully they'll get the automatic bids. Coach is trying to get at-large. He scheduled up this year some teams, but if you don't win the conference tournament, he's hoping to get an at-large bid on that. Then the Kentucky, as far as Kentucky goes, the Diamonds didn't go too well, but, you know, football, we don't need no spring game. We don't need none of that business. But we had a pretty good week on the trail this weekend, gentlemen. Had a pretty good weekend, so got 3 big prospects. 2 of them, this volunteer state's going to head up 65 and go up to Lexington, take their talents up there. The Wade twins said Friday, we're coming to the Bluegrass. We ain't going to fool with Tennessee no more. We're coming up to the Bluegrass, coming up to Lexington. And then Saturday night, we got a kid from Indiana that we offered him the 7th grade. He weighed over 400 pounds. Nobody wanted him. Nobody liked him. But we loved on him and told him he was good. So when time comes, he can be at Kentucky. He had a trainer. He's down to 300 pounds now, 6'7", 300. And the guy, director, recruited me. His name's Keontae Goodwin. So he said he's a pitcher, top 10 NFL pick. He can pitch 225 about 25 times. And he ran a 40-yard dash in less than 5 seconds. And so he's a big-time NFL prospect too, and I was going to ask y'all about the Wade twins. I know Bill mentioned a little bit this morning as far as them committing, but I thought it was a big commitment. I wasn't going to believe it until I got home a Friday afternoon, saw it online. So, but
well, they've been with, you know, you credit your buddy Walter Wells, who's now the head coach at Eastern
Wade,
Kentucky. He was
Marrow too.
Yeah, but recruited this area so hard when he was at Kentucky, and still does. But yeah, it's a good pickup. 4 stars, the twins at Summit High School. Yeah, one's a quarterback and one's a linebacker. So that, yeah, but Kentucky's been on them from the earliest. That just shows you when you get on somebody, you can sort of swat off the Johnny come latelys. And for Heupel's defense, obviously, you know, coaching change doesn't help in that recruiting process.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and two, Goodwin kid committed Saturday night. That's the second offensive lineman now in the last 2 years. Yager Burton and this guy Goodwin.
Now Mark Stoops has got it going on at Kentucky. He really does. It's solid. You know,
yeah, he's built a nice solid program there.
Yep, it really is. Yep. And then he's
very
now
in the SEC.
Take that next step. Get to the Florida Georgia level. Mm-hmm. And that's the next step. So anyway,
I'll just say this though. I was going to say it's the second offensive lineman in the row that's beat Kentucky over Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State. So we're getting there. And like Goodwin said, the big blue wall is what influenced him, and the fact we can develop offensive linemen and stuff like that. But now we're going to try to take the next step. One guy in Alabama said that hell would freeze over before they win the SEC in football. So if they ever do, I'm going to call them up next day and ask what the forecast of hell is. So I'm
finding
what
Dentry.
All right.
I'd hold on to that phone number for a while. anyway, that partial MTSU report brought to you by Budmore State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Budmore State Farm Insurance. Auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can buy any or all banking products, annuity, State Farm experience since 1972. And certainly, I've known Bud for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, I'm going in on Friday to start working on some other insurance issues with Bud and his staff this coming Friday. So, yeah. I do business with Bud Moore State Farm, have for years. Great guy, great staff, more than 100 years experience combined. 615-893-1417, online, budmorse.biz. Budmorse.biz. That was mostly an MTSU report, so Bud Morse brings them all to us.
I don't really know what that was.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville, Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures around 72. Clear night tonight, low 46. Tuesday, sunny, high 74. Partly sunny and cooler Wednesday, high 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, good sign things are coming back. Our great sponsors, Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City, Todd, and everything. And if you're looking for something, this is really good. Encouraging, because, you know, the hospitality industry, the music industry, just all of the industries that we're known for, certainly. But the Omni Nashville Hotel, Thursday, April 29th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they're on the second floor in the Legends Ballroom, are having a job fair. They offer competitive wages, benefits, fun atmosphere, in-person interviews, and offers will be made on the spot. A $250 sign-on bonus. You got to go and complete an online job application at omnihotels.com/careers prior to attend. They're not going to offer you unless they have have the resume, okay?
Yeah,
just tell you that.
Yeah,
get
just
that.
Come prepared,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, bring one, and then also but go online and do it. And, I mean, it's across the board, food and beverage, line cook, production cook, dishwasher, server host, engineering supervisor, engineering classes 1, 2, and 3, housekeeping, room attendant, lobby, overnight cleaner, front office, supervisor, desk agent, bell person. It's just, you know, when they shut down, you know, they lost a lot of people, you know, that had to go find jobs elsewhere.
Sure.
Or move.
They couldn't wait it out, you know.
Just another sign of the things that are good. And, of course, I've been a sponsor of our station and our shows, the Bill King Show, and this show for a long, long time. And so I wanted to, you know, do that. And if you're looking for something, man, career change or whatever, they're a great place to work.
Yep.
They're good people.
Good people, man.
Thursday, April 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And do go online before, just don't show up, okay? Go online and fill out that online job application, omnihotels.com/careers. Looks like Teresa's going to have to switch around, so we are completely open. This come next hour, 615-844-5600.
WPDQ
Frankspurrow. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. About 2,000 members of the National Guard have been deployed to Minneapolis, where closing arguments are beginning in the trial of Derek Chauvin. He's charged in the death of George Floyd. ABC's Alex Perez has more from Minneapolis.
The former cop facing three charges, second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Prosecutors arguing Chauvin's actions killed Floyd when he pinned him down, knee on his neck, for more than 9 minutes. The defense arguing Chauvin acted reasonably and within professional standards, and that Floyd died from a fentanyl overdose and a pre-existing heart condition.
Half of all U.S. adults have gotten at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine, according to the CDC. Today, people over 16 are eligible for a shot everywhere in the country. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter successfully flew and landed on the surface of Mars, the first ever flight of a powered object on another planet. This is ABC News.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. I want to hear from you. 615-844-5600. The gang's all here. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pug, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, and Goggin Cold Hall. We were talking about Enrique Bradfield, the just the speedster on the bases for Vanderbilt Commodores. Yeah, he is second as of through the weekend. Louisville's Levi Usher has 23 stolen bases in 30 games, and then Enrique Bradfield is tied with 21 with Washington's Braden Ward. So there you go. And I didn't have to go. Anytime you want anything like that, just go to NCAA.com and you click on the sport. They have updated stats. It's easy to find updated stats.
What's the name of the site?
NCAA.com.
Oh.
Just simple stuff. You know, write that down.
All I heard was the .com part. I was,
In 23 and 30 games for Levi Usher of Louisville and 21, that's tied for second for Bradfield. Man, he's something on the bases.
Yeah, when you have a guy like that, man, that's a real advantage for your baseball team. A guy that can go first to third, a guy that can steal a bag, a guy that can tag up on a shallow fly ball.
Yeah, that ball, you know. Yeah, he shocked the Tennessee players by no way is he going to try to run that, because that thing wasn't but about, what, 20, 30 feet behind second base?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. 615-844-5600 in Culioca. It is RD. Hello, RD.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
What's up, RD? Happy Monday.
Same to you. Listen, did I hear correctly earlier? You reported that the Wade twins from Summit have committed to Kentucky.
Yes,
that's right. That news came out on Friday.
How about that? Well, as a Tennessee fan, I sure hope you. I will tell you what. I've watched those brothers play since middle school. My grandson will be a senior on the team this year as well. And who knows how these recruits fare in college, but brother, those guys are tremendous athletes. In middle school, they literally had no competition. It was routine, 50, 60, 70-yard runs and all that. So Kentucky, I tell you what, Kentucky's getting them two good ones. They are tremendous athletes indeed.
And how about the fact you get the package deal, right? You get the two-for-one special there.
Absolutely. The rumor in the Summit High School community was they were adamant about staying together. And so let me ask you this. Do you know if Kentucky may have been if Tennessee was ever in the running but wouldn't go along with a package deal? Do you have
No, they were both offered. As a matter of fact, Tennessee was probably the second choice. Tennessee had offered both, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they stuck going together, because I've known for years now that's been they're always been their dream to play college ball together. So even though they're not going to the Vols, I certainly wish them well. And boy, and once again, we'll see how they do. But they are sure getting some tremendous athletes up there.
All right. Hey, thank you, RD.
Thanks, RD.
Yes, Summit. Summit. My nephew's daughter. I guess that would make her. My great niece, I guess, would be, but is a cheerleader.
I'll take your word for it. I'm not good at that kind of thing.
My nephew's daughter is a cheerleader at Summit High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So I just wanted to mention that. I am going to be sitting here corrected, okay?
All right.
Yeah, because old Schmitty, he must not be working today. Mike, is school out today, or is he just listening at his desk? But the stats that I had on the stolen bases had not been updated. Usually they are. Right. So I apologize for this. With what he had 6 stolen bases this weekend. So going into the weekend, he had 21. He now has 27. I don't know how. I'll look up here, just do a little, whatever. It will be Googling this time to see what how many of Usher and Ward are right now. But as of right now, thank you, Mike, for upstretting me. No, actually, Steve sent this. I'm sorry. Enrique Bradfield, 27 stolen bases. That leads the SEC. I don't know where it ranks nationally, but he went into the weekend just one, just two stolen bases behind. So he could very well be leading the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's very obviously that's very important to the Schmitto bros. Mm-hmm.
Well it is to me, and it is to Vandy fans, and you know, to at least I get the dang thing correct. They're always updated, but these are through games of April 15th. So I apologize for that. We'll figure it out from there. 615-844-5600. Dane, good morning.
Dane.
Dang.
Man, you brought it. I was just waiting on my cue.
I had to take an extra breath to make sure I got a good one in there. So.
Well, that's all right. Man, is it live or is it memory?
It's live, baby, all the way live.
But anyway, John, you said something about Jeff's calling. You said, we don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I told you my wife listens to the show with me a lot. She said, yeah, he don't know what it is, and neither does anybody else.
How is Mrs. Dane? She feeling better?
She's doing great. She's bouncing back. She went good. Back to work today.
Okay, good.
Good.
So she's past the 14, or I guess it's 10 days now, right?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days. Yeah.
Today was the 10th day, but she went back to work today, and then I went down this morning early and got my nostrils swabbed, so I'm waiting on the test results to come back and make sure I don't have it, which I hope I don't. I don't feel like I do. I feel normal. But my question was, I watched, I caught two of the baseball games this weekend of Vandy and Tennessee, and then I caught some of the Arkansas. And it seems to me, do y'all think that some of the madness that surrounds SEC football is starting to seep into the baseball, because it's starting to feel that way to me.
Well, you know what? I think ESPN and the SEC Network, which, as we all know, are tied in together, I think they really thought highly of this series this weekend and really wanted to give it the attention that, quite frankly, it deserves. Two top five teams going at it, in-state rivals, the whole deal. And you saw those crowds, Dane, in Knoxville. They were going crazy. I mean, that was, they were really into this series, on both sides. So, to me, it was kind of like a little bit of a breakout moment, sure, for SEC baseball.
No,
because so many good teams and the games are so competitive and fun, man. Why not?
Well, I think UT fans, their baseball, Rodell Monaco had some good years, but it never sustained. Serrano, everybody thought that was going to be a good hire. It didn't turn out to be. Now Vitello's energized everything, and, it just shows you, man, you put a winning product out there. I mean, hell, when's the last time Tennessee baseball's been ranked third in the country? Okay, I think it's a natural. I think people are. It also, it's a product of the times. People right now are just look. The year that this time last year we had no baseball, right? And we mm-hmm. started the whole year of the pandemic basically mm-hmm. about right now. Obviously, I guess early March or mid March, but. I think that's part of it, and also Vandy's been baseball sort of been crammed down their throat a little bit. They go in there. Parker Noland comes out of what, Knoxville Farragut High School. They've gone in there and gotten some kids. They're better kids out of Knoxville to play for Vandy, so in East Tennessee too. So yeah, it's great to have that rivalry. Not having a dog in either hunt, man, right. Or the same hunt and no dogs. Yeah, right. It was fun. Well,
I kept looking to see if I could see the Schmitto boys, and I never located them. So were y'all able to see them?
I never did.
No, I never did.
It's not something that was really.
I heard tell over the weekend that a couple of guys that I tailgate with up there from here that go to Tennessee games. I go with them to a lot of games. I heard tell that they were up there throwing down and all the excitement. So, man, that's good to hear. But I really did. I kept I kept looking for the Schmidto boys because they talk about the party deck all week. and so I was like, well, they're either having a damn good time or they got thrown out of the ball game already.
Well, they never had tickets, right? They were just...
Well, they had tickets Friday night for the party deck, but they apparently let some tickets get loose up there. What was $15 or something?
Yeah.
Or another, but I think they went to all three games. So.
Yeah, but anyway, that's all I had, man. Y'all have a good day. We'll see.
All right, glad Mrs. Dane is feeling better, man. Have a good Monday.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. Put you right on. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Obviously, a lot to Vandy, the 2 out of 3. They've got Austin Peay at home tomorrow night, and then they will play Mississippi State in town Friday at 7 on the SEC Network, Saturday at 7, again, national TV, ESPNU, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock. Of course, all those games are right here with Kevin Ingram, as Charlie mentioned last hour. Saturday and Sunday, I was driving around running some errands, and got to listen to a lot of it, and Kevin does.
Ingy's the man. He's the great.
Man. Ingy is the man. So, and I'm about to give you the leaders, and I'm piecing this together.
We're going to get to the bottom of this whole stolen base thing, right?
Yep.
Is that your mission?
Yeah, and I do believe it's going to be good news for Commodores fans.
Okay.
All right. Other things, obviously, the Hurricanes, Predators, the Predneck Nation, you can go out and get that. The Nashville SC, FC Cincinnati, the commitments, you talk about that, Braves 2 out of 3. Oh, the Grizzlies and the Nuggets, we got that game tonight, 7:30, 8 o'clock, the tip-off, Eric Hasseltine. The 9th and 10th place tied with the Spurs, but there's 3 up on the Pelicans, so right. That's the good news. You don't want to finish 11th, obviously.
Right. Pelicans lost last night in overtime to my Knicks, another great game for Julius Randle, so... Like I said, as a suffering Yankee fan right now, I take solace in the Knicks playing well. Thibodeau's done an unbelievable job with that team, and Julius Randle's playing like an MVP. Not saying he is, but he's playing like one.
Are you ready for my conclusion?
Yes.
All right, this weekend, going into the weekend, Louisville's Levi Usher led the nation in stolen bases with 23. Tied for second were Vanderbilt's Enrique Bradfield and Washington's Braden Ward with 21 each. Well, over the weekend, Usher, 0 stolen bases, so he remains at 23.
Okay.
Braden Ward stole 2, so he's up to 23. Enrique Bradfield stole 4 bases yesterday. He now leads the nation in stolen bases with 27.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
We finally got to the bottom of
and
it.
And what I did, I went to the Louisville.
America's long night. Nightmare is over.
I went to Louisville's updated stats at their website. I went to Washington's updated.
Okay.
Now, unless some guy stole 10 bases over the weekend,
anything's possible.
Right now, Enrique Bradfield with 27, and he leads the SEC by like 13 over the next closest one. So. Mm-hmm. Power, speed, pitching, bullpen. You know, they're good.
Thank you for enlightening us, Greg Pogue.
Just wanted you to know.
They're good. They are
They
are good. Like we said, man, that was just a fun series. And, the atmosphere you can tell that this is an intense rivalry. You can tell the two teams don't particularly like each other very much, but they do respect each other, and that's fun. That's what we want. That's what we wanted all weekend, right?
And can we go back now and revisit the weekend before and say the doom and gloom can end? It wasn't the end of SEC baseball for Vanderbilt. They weren't going to roll over and lose every game just because they lost a series against Georgia. And, hey, why don't you just give a little credit to the University of Georgia for coming up huge? Maybe it was just their weekend. Maybe they figured something else out that nobody else did. But if they laid down some sort of clear path on video on how to beat Vanderbilt pitchers, Tennessee did not follow through with that. Yes, they had better contact than some other teams. Yes, they hit a lot of home runs. But at the end of the weekend, you lost 2 out of 3 on your home field when you were ranked the number 3 team in the country. So for everybody who last week, and we took a lot of calls here on this radio station, that said, oh, my God, Vanderbilt's done. I can't believe it. They lost a regular season series to Georgia.
At home, no less.
It doesn't appear to be so.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it was last weekend, pitching had a bad weekend, Georgia had a good weekend, whatever it was, I think you can go back and take a deep breath now and realize that you just took 2 out of 3 from the number 3 team in the country on the road, and now you'll continue rolling on as the season goes. And hey, as long as you don't drop any of those 3-game series come the postseason, everything's just fine, and you will never worry about losing 2 out of 3 to Georgia again.
And that's baseball, Susan.
That's baseball. You're right.
That's baseball, Susan. Well, the 2-2.
You know, even with Leiter, he got a no decision, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so, after giving up back-to-back bombs.
Yeah, but still had a no decision. His earned run is still, I can't believe it's still below 1. Bum. 0.98.
And leading the nation in strikeouts.
Yes, with... I got it right here in front of me.
Yeah, for a guy they say fights his fastball and fights control, he sure does manage to get a lot of strikeouts. I guess he's so wild, he's just massively effective at all times up there.
Opponent's batting average against him, .094. Is that good?
Yeah, but it's actually up from 0.74
ah!
a couple weeks ago, so he's slacking.
Yeah.
But, hey, on a totally unrelated topic, have you guys seen the new Bengals uniforms they unveiled over the weekend?
I did not.
Cincinnati Bengals have new unis. They look pretty good.
Well, enlighten us.
Well, you know, they're the traditional black and orange, but they've got some different like color combo. Much like the Titans, they have several different combos. They've got the black jerseys with the white pants or breeches.
They asked Joe Burrow what he liked, and Joe Burrow said these options, and the Bengals said gold mine. We're done. That's our new uniform for the next decade.
Exactly. But they look pretty sharp. You can go on NFL.com and check them out. They've got some pictures posted. I kind of like it when teams experiment with new uniforms.
Forget new uniform season. Where's the mocks?
Yeah, where man, we got to start getting the mocks out, man.
Yeah, we do. John, you're in charge.
Oh, okay. You do Google. I'll do the mocks. You want to do a mock right now? Let's do a mock. How about a mock? Anybody want to mock?
Let's do it during the break. We're up against the break. I do want to mention that Jack Leiter has 94 strikeouts. He's averaging 10 strikeouts per appearance. Just to let you know that. You know, I'm really just pumped about baseball. Watch baseball, went to Dr. College, but certainly Major League Baseball, nothing like it. There's nothing like watching a game with great weather, cold drink, a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. Now, listen to this. You bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't win, you get it back in site credit. You're still playing with house money. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. You know, there's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app's simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets. Unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you get your money back in as little as 24 hours. And telling you, pitching, pay attention to that. It's going to get obviously where it is right now, but you've noticed the team batting averages will start to creep up as we get warmer and warmer and warmer. That little tip. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code GregP to get on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GregP.
What's that promo code again, Greg?
I thought you wrote it down. It is GregP, 21 plus.
I did, but I misplaced it.
21, or misspelled it, right? 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager.
How do you spell P?
Thank you. P-E. P. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. I got to get rid of this disclaimer, okay? First online real money wager, only risk-free bet is allowed, and run refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll figure John's mock. Take your call as well. 615-844-5600.
It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Stay a part of hospitality with a career at the Omni Nashville Hotel, the key to Music City. We invite you to attend our job fair on Thursday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are hiring for full-time hours at a competitive wage with great benefits, with available positions in culinary arts, engineering, food and beverage, front office, housekeeping, laundry, loss prevention, spa, and stewarding. Online applications must be submitted prior to attending the job fair. For more information and to apply online, visit omnihotels.com/careers. Omni Nashville Hotel is an equal opportunity employer.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures around 72. Clear night tonight, low 46. Tuesday, sunny, high 74. Partly sunny and cooler Wednesday, high 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Doing the funky chicken over here.
I don't know what that is you're doing, man.
The funky chicken.
But it needs to stop.
It is.
I was going to ask if you knew CPR, John, because I thought we were having a medical emergency on the other side of the room.
Convulsion or something.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Wow. Yeah, turn it up. You know, Public Enemy, in their first album, they took part of that sample, and they made a really good song out of it. Their first album, Yo, Bum Rush the Show, 1987. Public Enemy. Shout out Chuck D, Flavor Flav. Security of the First World.
Chuck D follows me on Twitter.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't follow me. I'm jealous. I'm hella jealous.
Do you follow him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, John.
No, you're not.
I wouldn't have brought it up if I'd realized he didn't follow you as well.
Man, you hit a sore spot,
a little
man.
Touchy I do apologize. Yeah. He's a renegade.
That
you
guy's
know?
A legend, man.
You know, when you talk about P.E. and you talk about Chuck D., you're talking about one of the primary renegades and one of my inspirations. So
absolutely.
It's not much of a shock that he follows the Renegades of Puck.
That's right. By the way, we lost another hip-hop great over the weekend. Black Rob passed away. He was only 51 years old. That comes a week after DMX passed away. So we are losing some hip-hop legends, and I'm not okay with it, but it is what it is. Circle of life. Anyway, how about a mock?
Mock me.
You want to do a mock?
Mock me.
All right, let's go. Maurice Jones-Drew. By the way, the NFL draft's a week from Thursday, folks. Maurice Jones-Drew, who works for NFL Network now, former really good running back with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Little bowling ball. He mocks Tennessee Titans as of now have the 22nd overall pick in the first round. He has them taking Gregory Rousseau, the edge rusher out of Miami. I don't think he's going to be around on the board at 22. Do you?
No.
It's probably the, I guess, probably. It's not a huge draft for edge rushers, but out of all of them, he's probably the best one.
Well, don't you think they're thinking cornerback, wide receiver?
And this year's draft is lousy with them. They can get a corner or a wide receiver anytime they want in this draft. But Maurice Jones-Drew has them taking Gregory Rousseau. I'll give you the write-up here, Greg. The Titans need to generate some type of pressure. Yeah, duh. After really struggling in that area last season, though Rousseau is fairly raw as a pass rusher, I expect Mike Vrabel to quickly refine the rookie's craft. So Gregory Rousseau goes to the Titans, according to Maurice Jones-Drew.
The USA, I'm looking at one from USA Today, TitansWire.USA.com, so obviously the USA Today one. They have him going with, and I'm not surprised with this, Caleb Farley of Virginia Tech, the cornerback there. Now, he's had, what, back issues and other injury issues. If he's there, but then again, John Robinson not afraid to pull the trigger on injured players. Jeffrey Simmons,
right?
That
turned out okay.
But and so certainly with Farley with no health issues, wouldn't be around at 22.
Right.
So if you get him there, but you're right about the wide receiver at the 53 overall pick, De'Ami Brown out of North Carolina, and even getting another wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown out of Southern Cal. So. Looking for, in my mind, cornerback wide receivers, I think.
I would agree.
But if that best player is available, you're right. I think you can get.
If Rousseau's still on the board, you got to take him, right? I just don't think he's going to be on the board. How about Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com?
Hi, is Pete.
Pete's doing great. He's got the Titans taking, Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky, 6'4", 234 pounds. Prospect ranked 56, position ranked 6. Here's the write-up there. Tennessee added a high-priced edge rusher this offseason, Bud Dupree, and now gets a very talented yet coachable linebacker. Davis is a player that will hold himself accountable and could develop into one of the better linebackers in the league. So let me ask you this, Greg. Do you feel like with the signing of Bud Dupree, does that free them up to go corner or wide receiver in round one? Does that kind of take care of that pass rush need? Or do you want to stock up and get another young player in there? Because, I like Harold Landry a lot, but he's been kind of inconsistent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody was inconsistent last year in terms of the pass rush. But, you got two mocks now saying Titans need to still fortify that edge pass rush. What say you?
Well, it would make your cornerbacks a lot better. I still think what are you going to do at wide receiver is important, too. Because do we think Josh Reynolds is a number two? No. Right?
No.
And so,
he does, but yeah. and bless his heart.
Well, he should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look at their defense and I'm thinking, where do they need? They need receiver. They need cornerback. They really, if you're talking about one player who really has to take that next step, in my mind, because of where they drafted him, he was a second-round draft pick, but he had first-round grade by a lot of people, including the Titans, is Christian Fulton. I think he's, so with that said.
And when he was healthy, he contributed last year.
Yeah, but what is that, accountability and availability?
Yes, exactly. No, you're 100% right, So, like I said, plenty of wide receivers out there, plenty of cornerbacks out there. So, if J-Rob wants to go that route, he won't have any problem getting what should be a quality player in either one of those two positions pretty much anytime he wants in the draft. So, let's find some more mocks here. Want to do another mock? Let's do another mock here. Let's do SB Nation. No, let's do Pro Football.
I'm going to go do the Great Blue North Draft Report by Colin Lindsay. It was turned on to me by C-Town many, many years ago. He's coming on with us all the time. Probably should get him. He's in Ottawa, and he's a Giants fan, by the way. Lives in Ottawa and has done for many, many years an excellent draft. Bringing in Denico Autry, I think, is going to help that. I don't know how much on the rush part of that is going to be, but you got to think Harold Landry, Jayon Brown more on the inside. But I think Harold Landry can – I think when he's on –
He's got to break out this year, though. He's got to be more consistent. He's got to stay healthy, which I understand that's kind of a crapshoot, but he's got to – he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay productive.
But depth behind Dupree, let's just look at it on the outside. Because they list Dupree as a linebacker in that 3-4, okay? But he's a rush end. So is Harold Landry. After that, where do they go? You know, I think Ben Brown and Evans are solid on the inside. Mm-hmm. But
Autry's going to help that interior run stopping and pass rush. But if you get that A-gap pressure, that's going to help a lot.
But depth on the outside, you're just looking at their depth chart right now, Wyatt Ray and Tuzar Skipper. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not exactly household names.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go a rush in.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Greg. How about another mock? Pro Football Focus has the Titans taking edge rusher Jalen Phillips out of UCLA. Here's the write-up there. There's both a short and long-term play in this move for the Titans. Their pass rush was among the worst in the league last season, and while they did add Bud Dupree this offseason, Harold Landry III, who we were just talking about, is in the last year of his contract. So, yeah, big year for him. Phillips may just be the edge rusher or the best edge defender in the entire class. The question for him is health and experience, as he has played in just 962 career snaps, 1 year of top-notch production, and a history of concussions. Ugh. Flag goes up there. However, Phillips' production profile is undeniable, and it's bolstered by an 87.9 pass rush grade, you know, because Pro Football Focus is a very analytically driven site, so they do a lot of, you know, numbers. 18.1% pass rush win percentage and the number 28 run defense grade among the 118 recent NFL caliber prospects. So, there you have it, Greg. A lot of mocks are saying Titans are going to go edge rusher.
CBS Sports, their mock draft currently, another redshirt. Quiddy Payet, is that how you say it, at Michigan?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but I know who you're talking about.
Right, so he is there. And they're
the consensus seems to be, Greg, edge rusher in round one. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, because I think you can get a corner and certainly a wide receiver later.
You're right. Right. Yeah. That may be the move for J-Rob, so interesting.
I got to do this.
So we got the mocks out. You know, we're talking NFL draft.
I want to turn you on to gbnreport.com.
Okay.
Okay? Just people, and again, haven't had Colin on in maybe 6 or 7 years, but he has daily news updates on every, if you go there every day, like what is today? All right, last night, April 18th, 9:50. There's about a 200-word story on just everything that's happened in the draft. April 16th, April 14th, you know. It's a good, really good place to go. Also, you can get the 21 he's got at the selection order, the picks by team, yada, 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 all of the individual rankings all the way back through. And, of course, he's got up there Giants report, too. He focuses on the Giants. And he's
That guy then.
Great Blue North draft report is, and once again, it was C-Town, our friend, that turned me on to him. So, pretty cool deal. Picks by, let's see who he's got. I'm going to see what he has. Just, you're talking about the his big board, the GBN big board. But, nice. Yeah, he goes through and ranks them all, just overall players who are the best players, period. Of course, now, my mind, you're sitting there at the Titans with 22. You got multiple needs. Could you see him moving back into the second round, still get an edge rusher, still get a cornerback, still get a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that.
I don't think they're going to move up. I don't think they're going to move up and give up more draft equity to move up.
No, I don't see them moving up. They're either going to, you know, stay put at 22 or maybe draft out into the second round. But I don't know. Given where this team was defensively and still is, in my opinion, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot, in my opinion. So, you know. But yeah, I mean it's looking a lot like edge rusher according to the scribes and the so-called experts.
This Colin Great Blue North, he has at 22 J.C. Horn, the cornerback out of South Carolina. I've seen his name attached to the Titans too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all in that cornerback receiver rush in. I think we all sort of have.
It's gonna be one of those three positions, right?
Need. Yeah.
All right, Peter Schrager from NFL Network does a nice job. He's got he has Jalen Phillips, edge rusher, Miami. So if you read the tea leaves there, Greg Pogue, it's looking like edge rusher in round one. And yeah, I would be fine with that because I mean, you know, I ripped this defense apart, particularly the pass rush or lack thereof last year. after, you know, Jadeveon Clowney and Vic Beasley had as many sacks as you, me, and Charlie did last year, that would be zero.
Yeah, what about Clowney taking a shot that it was more, what happened to him was more scheme than him?
What do you make of that?
Little sour grapes, maybe a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This defense was not good, and, you know, you heard Kevin Byard talk about communication problems. That is part and parcel with scheme, is it not? So maybe, you know, I understand the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, you know, yeah, you came here and you didn't produce, so now, you know, it's not your fault, it's their fault. I don't know. We've heard Wesley Woodyard. What did he say recently? You know, he had some interesting comments. Wesley Woodyard's a pretty measured, nuanced guy. And he basically bashed the scheme, too. He said it's not the player. Well, I don't want to, you know, I'll have to look up the quote. But he basically, from what I understand, basically blamed more the scheme than the actual
personnel.
Well, and a personnel.
Lot of it was now, where
Vrabel,
was the, yeah.
Now, Vrabel seems to have his heels dug in saying, it's personnel, it's not the scheme. My scheme works.
Well, I thought a lot of it was what I got from Woodyard is the message is coming from various places. You know, we always heard that lack of communication, which I think sometimes when things don't go well is a catchphrase just to, you know, to move on and not answer directly more question in depth. But he was saying that it just there wasn't the message, there wasn't a lot of, you know, and maybe that was about who's the defensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. That, you know, that created confusion right there, too. You know, but I, like I said, when you have guys like Kevin Byard and Wesley Woodyard, two productive players, two, you know, Woodyard was definitely a leader when he was here. Byard is a leader now. You know, when you're saying that kind of stuff, I'm just saying it gives you pause. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people were quick to you know, and I saw a lot of Titans fans on Twitter, you know, getting on Clowney for what he said, but you know, that's three people basically saying, yeah, maybe the scheme's not, you know, not all that good.
Your thoughts? You want to give us a call? You're more than welcome to. We're here. Anything else you want to talk about as well, do call 615-844-5600.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my, CAIMON.com. MyCayman.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Napa Know How.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
If you want to give us a call. Got Grizzlies basketball tonight. They're getting to the stretch drive there. They're in Denver tonight. They're tied with the Spurs for 9th and 10th place. I want to emphasize that because 9th and 10th's cutoff line to make that that four-team play-in with 7, 8, 9, and 10. What, 7 plays 10, 8 plays 9. And is that a best 2 out of 3 in that?
I think it's the
lower team has to win 3 times. Right. The other one has to win twice.
Let me see if I got this. Yeah. It's 8, 9, 10, right? So 8 only has to win once. 9 and 10 have to win twice. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Best 2 out of 3. So it's
basically like the equivalent of the 8 seed is up 3-2 in a 7-game series. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. By the way, friend of show, Alan Bell, is tweeting that Alex Smith is going to retire from the NFL.
Well, good. You know, go. He came back. He was NFL comeback player of the year, deservedly so.
Yep.
Why risk it anymore?
You know, he proved his point. He came back and played. And I think deep down, that's really what he wanted to do. He wanted to go out on his terms. And he was somehow able to come back from that horrific leg injury where, you know, he probably should have lost his leg, to not only come back, to not only get to heal his leg, to not only walk again, but to come back and play professional football again, to stand in a pocket, you know, amidst an NFL pass rush and throw passes. That's absolutely amazing. So give him all the credit in the world. And he said, you know, he's a number one overall pick way back in, 2004 or 2003, I think it was. it was a year before Eli. And, you know, he had a very distinguished career. Didn't win a Super Bowl. He was never an NFL MVP, but, you know, he played for multiple teams and he was a solid starting quarterback for, you know, the 49ers, got them to an NFC championship game. He's played well where he's been. He's never been a superstar, but he's always been a solid guy, you know, on and off the field. So you just give a guy like that a lot of credit for having the gumption to want to A, come back from that injury, and B, come back and play at a pretty good level. He played okay for Washington last year when pressed into service. So
it just seemed like everywhere he played, they were always looking for something better.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Yep. He was like the modern version of like a Steve DeBerg. Remember him? He was always the setup guy. He was a setup guy from Montana. For those that don't know, Steve DeBerg was a really good quarterback in the '70s and eighties. And he was a starter in San Francisco, but they drafted Joe Montana. Then he went to, I believe, Tampa Bay, and he set the table for Vinny Testaverde. You know, he just, wherever he went, he was like the setup guy for the next guy. I think he was the setup guy actually in Denver for John Elway too. So, but so a great story for him to be able to come back, and you know, he can now enjoy his retirement. And I think he's got personal peace of mind. You know what I mean? It's, you know, when you're able to go out on your own terms, you know, you go out because you want to go out. You know, I was watching the A&E documentary last night on Stone Cold Steve Austin, the WWE superstar, and you can tell there's still a part of him that wishes that, you know, injuries forced him out of wrestling, and I think he wished he was able to go out on his own terms. But he was smart enough to finally listen to his body and say, I'm done. You know what I mean? But it's a really good documentary. I would recommend it. Even if you're not a wrestling fan and you've heard the name Stone Cold Steve Austin, go check it out. They're doing a bunch of biographies on WWE superstars for the next several weeks. So it's pretty fun.
Certainly tonight, the first of three with Chicago here. Hurricanes, Predators over the weekend, and the 3-1 there. I wanted to ask you this. How did Matt Duchene, Charlie, look? He had missed 22 games, came back. How did he look?
Skated 14:46, nothing in the box score, two shots on net, played on a lower line. That's where I'd like to see him stay for now until he's back up to game speed. Overall, he looked as you would expect after missing 22 games. There wasn't a whole lot to write about, and with the National Predators not having a whole lot putting up on the box score or the scoreboard whatsoever, really not a whole lot of anything right there. But he's back, he's healthy, and he needs to be a big part of this team moving forward. If he can step up, progress, get as hot as he was, say, in the first 10 games when he was a Nashville Predator, then the Nashville Predators are going to be just fine going into the playoffs. But he's back, and we'll continue tracking it. But overall, he looked all right out there. Just nothing real special about the performance.
Yeah, what, two shots on goal, three hits?
Mm-hmm.
You said 14:46.
Three takeaways, though. Yeah, three takeaways. I do want to give him credit for that one right there. And in a night where the Nashville Predators had a difficult time getting possession of the puck away from Carolina, his three takeaways not only led the Nashville Predators in the game itself, but his three takeaways, let's see, the rest of the team only had four outside of his three. So Matt Duchene had three takeaways. The rest of the Nashville team had four takeaways for the entire game. So just goes to show you, he's not getting a lot done on the fancy parts of the box score, but mm-hmm. he is getting some work done out there. Yeah, it's hugely important tonight. If the Nashville Predators lose tonight, we'll come in tomorrow. We'll talk about a tied playoff spot, and the Chicago Blackhawks will jump back in. As a matter of fact, the tiebreaker will go to the Preds because of regulation wins. So if the Predators lose to the Blackhawks tonight in regulation, we'll come in tomorrow. They'll be tied in points, but the Preds will still be in fourth spot in the playoffs. Depending on what Dallas does tonight, Dallas could also close that gap. The Stars tonight are facing off against Detroit. Columbus is in Florida. Carolina is in Tampa. So 1-3 tonight in the Central Division, 4-5. You'll definitely see some movement. A really big Monday night for the division. You don't typically get this busy of a Monday in the NHL. Normally you have a couple of games sprinkled in here just to keep the NHL Network and the national audience entertained. But tonight is a huge, huge night overall in the NHL. The Preds are 5-0 against Chicago this year. They've outscored them 14-6. And the final three games of the regular season series will be tonight, Wednesday, Friday. So take care of business on home ice tonight. You'll be 6-0 against the Hawks this year. Then go up to Chicago and handle that business as well. As long as you take 2 out of 3, you should be fine. I know it's easy to look and say at a 5-0 record, the Preds should be able to handle their business. But remember, two of those came back on January the 26th and the 27th. But then March 27th, 28th, and April the 3rd were the Predators' last three wins. And the most recent win was the most convincing win, 3-0. UC Saros 41 saves in that game. Cunnan, Sissons, and Tolvanen got your goals. So, unfortunately, Eli Tolvanen not going to be in or be available. Neither is Forsberg or Olivier or Fabro or Carrier. But the Nashville Predators are starting to get some bodies back into the lineup. And that's nothing but good news going forward down the stretch. Single-digit games to go, fellas. We're right there. The playoff madness kicks in just about 2 weeks.
By the way, the Preds have tweeted out just a little while ago, more tickets have been released for tonight's game. I guess that might be reflective of the 40% capacity increase of where they are. So, yeah, if you want to go online and look, it looks like there's some tickets have been released for tonight's game. If you want to go, of course, they're at home tonight at 7 and then Wednesday night 6. And it's a national TV game, NBC Sports Network, and then Friday night. So, big week. We'll know. I mean, Bob.
It's a three-team race. Yep. It's Nashville, Chicago, it's Dallas. What happens between these three teams head-to-head will, of course, be the most critical. The Preds will have three against Chicago. Dallas, this week, will start the beginning of four against the Detroit Red Wings. Two of them at home and then two of them on the road. But then they have Carolina, Tampa Bay, Nashville, Florida, Tampa Bay before ending their season in Chicago. Dallas ends the season on a 7-game road trip. The Hawks have 10 left, just like the Nashville Predators, three of them head-to-head. So we'll see where it goes. But Dallas does not – they have the three games in hand. But going on the road for 7 straight, considering the competition, Carolina, Tampa, Nashville, Florida, Tampa again, that's a pretty difficult road trip to overcome at the end of the season. So for Dallas, keep the scoreboard watching, but I do truly believe this is between Nashville and Chicago for the final 10-game stretch, and it'll be a fun race to track right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm gonna look on here and see what the tickets cost. I'll get back with you after the break.
Sounds good.
We'll be back and wrap it up in just a few. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you could make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years.